Mendoza Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group, Cleveland, Ohio, on the commute talking real estate. Going to an 8-unit apartment building in Cleveland Heights today. It looks to be like it's a good deal. 6 2-bedroom units, 1 1-bedroom and 1 efficiency, generating about $6,100 in gross rent a month. So that at the $525,000 price tag, it's $65,000 per unit, which right now in Cleveland, anything under $100,000 per unit is maybe a good deal, depending on obviously your due diligence and things like that. But most apartments right now are higher than $80,000, usually between $80,000 and $100,000 per unit. So I'm going to check this out right now. One of the things that you know, being in this market, that they're going to get asking price and they're going to get cash offers. So if you have clients that are trying to go in below the asking price, also asking for concessions, then you have to advise them that's probably not going to be accepted. But you know, if they want to present their offer, you know, I'll present any offer that they give me. But as their agent, you should really advise them, especially if they're out of state, that their bid is probably not going to be competitive. So you try to get as much information as you can from the listing agent, which I have tried to get some information to see if our offer, which is below the asking price, is even going to be considered. So we're not wasting our time, but if another offer is accepted, then we keep our offer in there as a secondary offer, and then if anything falls through, then they come back to us, then we have a little bit of leverage to ask for a lower than asking price. But if everything holds true in this apartment building, it looks nice. They did some renovation. Looks like they bought it last year, and they're looking to flip the property. So they got it at a really great price last year. I don't know how, but they must have had a relationship, and now they're selling it for almost double what they paid. So I think they might be negotiable, but if they can get their asking price, then you know, it's just double their money. Obviously they probably put a lot of money into renovating some of the units and the common areas and things like that, but we'll see. I'll put another video out here as an update for that. Hell, we might even look to buy it. So this is how you find deals sometimes, is just knowing what's out there and following up with deals that you've put offers in, either for clients or for yourself in the past. So I think somebody had told me, somebody who's pretty successful in business, told me the fortune is in the follow-up. So you may not get what you want on the first attempt, but if you follow up, then you could make a fortune. And that's rung true in sales or anything, is following up with customers, following up with anything to see if there's still a chance to get a deal going. Also, you know, always helps. So with that, I will catch you on the next one.